Commonwealth Games update thanks to Australian Made. Support Team Aussie. Look for the green and gold kangaroo logo of these Commonwealth Games. You can catch all the action on SEN Fanatic and the SEN app from 7 p.m. as well as on Channels 7 and the Channel 7 app. Abby Holmes has been good enough to join us, Channel 7 Commonwealth Games commentator. Welcome to you, Abby. Great to have you on.
Hello, Duano. Great to chat with you.
It's good to chat with you again, and obviously not at the footy, just running past and having a chat whilst we're going about our various businesses. But you've got a bit on your plate tonight. What's on the plate for everybody watching 7 tonight?
Yeah, look, there's so much coming up, isn't it? And it's an absolute dream to be, you know, a part of Seven's coverage for this. And how good is sport? And how lucky are we to witness some of the incredible, I guess, efforts that we're seeing from our Aussies in Birmingham? Yeah, it's just been a dream come true to be a part of it. But a very successful game so far. You know, 51 gold, 42 silvers, 39 bronzes. But we're not done yet. We're only at day 8. We've still got another, you know, 3 days of competition, but this is where, you know, the track and field, I guess, really heats up. And for me, what I'm looking forward to in the next, you know, 24, 48 hours would absolutely be Peter Bowl in the 800 on Sunday night. So that's one that you can absolutely, in permanent texter, put in your calendar. You don't want to miss that one.
No, Bruce McAvaney was saying that he's the man to beat, which is great news for us.
Yeah, it's awesome, isn't it? We saw what he did in Tokyo, you know, fourth in an Olympic final, which was an unbelievable effort. Seventh over in Oregon just a few weeks ago. So, you know, in his words, he was a little bit disappointed with the run that he did over there. So, yeah, that was the world champ. But now he's fit, firing, raring to go in Birmingham. And, yeah, his heat, he just looked to do that very easy. So I'm sure he's got another gear and he's going to bring it home for Australia.
And netball has lost to Jamaica, and there's been a bit of controversy about the coaching.
Yes, there has been, hasn't it? But I look at the loss, and I don't necessarily see that as a bad thing. You know, it's the first time we've ever lost to Jamaica, and I tell you what, with Janelle Fowler in that goal-shooting position, she's very, very hard to stop. But in our first four pool games, we won by a collective amount of 201 goals. So we really needed a big test in that final game of the pool round, that we absolutely got that. I don't think the girls were ever, you know, expected to lose to Jamaica. But, you know, I guess we've still got the big four coming into a finals campaign with New Zealand, England, Australia and Jamaica. So it's not the end of the world, but the girls really need to, I guess, step it up to another level on Saturday.
So we've been pretty good in the road cycling as well. And I understand there's some gymnastics on tonight as well. So there's a variation for those people who love their sport, but not necessarily the mainstream stuff.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the rhythmic gymnastics, we had a very successful artistic gymnastics campaign. So I'm sure that the rhythmic crew are going to, you know, can continue that on. But as you said, the road cycling got underway and we went double gold in the men's and women's individual time trials with Grace Brown and Rowan Dennis. They were sensational to watch their runs yesterday. But, you know, even our cycling team, what are they? 34 members, 23 of those were making their debuts. So we weren't necessarily expected to do as well as we did on the Gold Coast, but they've stepped up to the plate. And as you know, Duane, you know, the Commonwealth Games is traditionally the breeding ground for our next world champions and Olympic champions. And Cycling Australia is in, you know, a very exciting space. But with what, 3 days left of competition, there's still so much happening. And, yeah, I can't wait to get in there tonight.
Congratulations on the work you're doing, Abby, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.